Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. My name is Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And Parental Guidance Suggested means, us.
because we're parents.
Yeah.
And we give advice on how to parent your children,
exactly.
Whether you want it or not.
You thought you were going to hear a movie review? We're going to talk parenting.
No.
The movie we're going to review, I'm going to tell you right now, we both loved it so much. If you dislike anything funny and entertaining, just don't listen to this part, okay?
I will say, if you're easily offended.
Deadpool 2 is what we saw.
Yes.
Deadpool
don't,
2.
Don't take your grandma or your aunt that, you know, like if you say the word fart or something like that. This is not for the timid or the anything of that nature. The film earns every inch of its R rating, but wow.
And you're gonna love this. So my kids, of course, want to see the first Deadpool because you've met
all,
them.
All They're... of mine do as well.
And
the 4-year-old, the 12-year-old. Like.
And they've got the Deadpool shirts. They know Deadpool's funny. And they've seen some scenes. And with Anna Grace, who's my oldest, I have tried to like show her some in fast forward, but she just got over that real fast. She goes, I'll just wait. Because there are some scenes of adult situations that would make you uncomfortable.
I think you mean would make you uncomfortable with her. Like, the kids don't get uncomfortable watching it.
She does. Because again,
oh, really?
She's 13 going on 45.
Okay.
So
well, keep in mind, I have a house of boys.
Like, but wait. Halfway through Deadpool 2, I'm thinking, well, I think they could have handled this. And so that just really ticked her off because I came home just so brimming. Because I'm going to warn you, I will immediately forget anything most people find offensive or that children shouldn't see and go, oh, of course I can see that.
I have a friend of mine that, like, I won't get terribly, like, he's a minister. And, like, he's always watching for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just cause, like, if he's going to show it to, like, maybe his youth group or something like that. That's not how my mind operates. Like,
no.
I haven't been concerned about, like, a movie's rating, I think, since I was, let's say, 18. Like,
okay, sure.
So, like, I my mind just doesn't, and it'd be like, oh, well, how is it? And, like, he's meaning, is it appropriate to show to, you know, any other audience? And in my head, he's already kicked in my Ebert, like in my head. And I'm just like, well, I noticed that the use of music in this post-Neomartan society. And he's like, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
Now, I can tell you this. Regarding Deadpool 2, there are not the number of adult situations between Deadpool and his girlfriend as there were in the first one.
No.
So that was different.
I will give it that. Like,
so
it just found something else to be rated R for.
Yes. Oh, okay. So it's going to be hard to tell you about it without giving a lot of away, but
a lot of the film's best moments are ones that are best shared or experienced if they are a surprise.
Yes, very much so. Now, the question with sequels is, do I have to have seen the first one? No, it's not like some story you can't follow. But that being said,
This is a Marvel film.
Yes.
But it is not a Marvel Universe film. Like, Deadpool did not show up in Infinity War for several good reasons.
Mm-hmm. Though that would have been hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Please
let the 20th Century Fox deal go through.
Though Thanos was mentioned. And he
so is the
everyone.
DC universe. Like, oh my goodness!
There are so many fourth wall breaks in this. It's just it delighted my soul.
Like, he does one of the jokes in the first one. I think it's that he's like a fourth wall break in a fourth wall break in a flashback. How many walls is that? 16. Like, the film is a just a fascinating action piece. Like, in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
But along with that, it's got some very surreal humor. Like, it's got some potty humor. Like, it's got some well-constructed jokes in there. Like, every kind of joke that you can imagine, and usually when you're not expecting it either. Like, I'm pretty good about predicting what's going to happen next.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea.
This film just brained you with, like, it almost used your knowledge of superhero films against you.
Yes.
Like, I can watch when I watched Iron Man 2 or Thor or Captain America the Winter Soldier, I could tell you within a reasonable degree of certainty what the next thing was going to happen. I'll be like, well, he's going to do this, or this character is probably evil. Or
it's kind of like watching professional wrestling.
Right.
You know when they're setting it up,
you're like, all right, we're about to get a rock bottom. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, now here's the finisher. He's going to kick out of that.
Pile driver.
Yeah, Deadpool 2 doesn't do that. Like, basically, everything you think you should know about superhero films, it then takes it, and it's like, no. We're going the other way. That road less traveled, that's the road Deadpool 2 is going on.
There's one delightful sequence because the superhero's name, her name is Lucky, yes?
Domino.
Domino.
But her ability is Lucky.
And so the camera's on her, and all these just extraordinarily fortunate for her things are happening while you hear Deadpool talking, I don't want a superhero power, Lucky, I can't believe how that would even look.
That's not even, how cinematic is that?
It was like, this is amazing. And very, very funny.
I do not know that you have had a character married to an actor so perfectly. He's a young man and he looks to be very healthy. And I don't mean that in
any
crazier than it sounds. A man said, like, he is obviously very, very healthy. Like, as
because you know, looking at it from, let's say, a director's point of view, when he is not in the mask, he's got all the burns on his face, and then he's in a mask. You'd think, well, if Brian Reynolds wanted to not do this, it would be easier to replace him than, let's say, I don't know, Captain America.
Physically, yes, you can find another actor to do that, Deadpool, like, honestly, like, if in the third one Reynolds just let himself go, like, I still think I would rather have Ryan Reynolds in, like, a tremendously, like, unfit fashion than anybody else in that role. It doesn't just require the physicality, though it's a very physical role. Apparently the costume is very, very uncomfortable, but his comic timing, his wit, like, is the thing that runs this movie, which is the reason why I think the first one costs less than $60 million, like, ultimately to make. And, like, it's because it's not like, you know, an action set piece in Egypt where they have to fight a four-story tall monster. Like, it isn't that. It's Ryan Reynolds' ability to do, and, like, you've got a supporting cast there that's also doing this.
They're great.
But the heavy lifting is being done by him. Mm-hmm. In the same way that Robert Downey Jr. kind of owned Iron Man, like the first, like, if you go back, let's say it's 2008, I think it was May it came out, if I'm remembering correctly. When people walked out of that theater, it wasn't that you believed a man could fly. Like, it wasn't, you know, like,
I believe I can fly.
Right. But I don't even think that's that's not what the film made you was asking you.
Right. I truly believe in my heart that Ryan Reynolds has the same personality as Deadpool. That's all.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This right here, I could honestly believe if you were sitting around just duding around with Ryan Reynolds, this is how it comes out. It is as believable that he can be, like, a foul-mouthed, like, funny guy in this as Eminem could be in 8 Mile. Like, I don't think he was stretching himself in that movie.
Not,
like,
at all.
This is just, as much as Christopher Reeve was Superman, or Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man, this character, or William Shatner is James Kirk.
Oh, like, exactly.
That Ryan Reynolds owns this role, and whenever he decides that he needs to step away from it, like, it's going to be a sad day for all of us.
I mean, I'm thinking a minimum of, I'm going to say 2, and I'm going to double it. More Deadpool films. I mean, this is making, what, $1 trillion already? I haven't even looked. How much did it make opening weekend? Do you know?
I have not. They've done some estimates, but, like, the last time I looked was Friday. Like,
do you have phonage on you?
I do.
Okay. I
do.
Don't even look that up.
I can probably look that
probably,
stuff up.
Probably. You know.
I hear there's information.
I digress. Why do people, my sister, ask me things that they could just as easily Google? I mean, I tell her after I've Googled it, but it's like, okay. Yeah, there is the world at your fingertips.
People will still text me questions.
Yes, they do that to
like
me
film
too.
Questions, and like I ask why I called them on it one day, and I go, "You do realize you texted me from a device that has an app that you could have asked the same question to, mm-hmm. and it would have given it and would have showed you like a bibliography to go mm-hmm. with it. Why? Why?" And they go, "Actually, we wanted to see who could do it faster. I bet my husband you'd answer faster than Google would." And she goes, "I was right." Mm. And I was like, "Oh." Well,
I mean, I'll admit, there's a deep rush of pride in my ability to store useless knowledge that people will ask me these things. But when I used to do social media for people, they would call and say, "Hey, how do I do this?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Hey, why don't I Google it and send you the step-by-step how-to page?" Boom. "You know everything." Yes, I know how to use a search engine.
Deadpool 2 is set to take the number one box office crown from Avengers Infinity War this weekend with an estimated $133.5 million from 4,349 North American locations.
So that's just domestically. Has it opened globally yet?
I don't think they did a simultaneous okay. one, or at least nothing that I was looking at there was indicating it.
And not to say it in the same sentence as Transformers, but I will. For those who go, "Transformers, how does that be so successful worldwide?" Lots of action.
Lots of action
in Deadpool 2.
You don't have to translate any of the jokes. Like, if there was a plot in Transformers, and I think there was.
I guess.
They probably, like, wrote down on, like, a cocktail napkin, like, robot punches something. Like, I think that's the script to every one of those movies.
I picture it's a napkin that Michael Bay and whoever he has to, I mean, doesn't even pitch it to anyone
anymore.
It's
probably got like Dorito cheese yeah. from where he like.
And he just has like that, you know, that star-like thing that says like pow in the middle?
Yes.
That's his emoji for this blows up real good. It's like boom.
Then there's
running,
two explosions
boom.
Next to that one.
And then one like in slow motion. Of course, you know how to draw that on a napkin, and then it's done. They go, "Sold. You have a gajillion dollars."
And you can open to $600 million there because, like, you're not going to have something lost in translation. Mm-hmm. Like, Deadpool 2 will not, like, and I don't mean this, like, in a bad way to Avengers Infinity War. Like, Deadpool 2, I I've thought about this, I enjoyed more than I enjoyed Avengers Infinity War. Now, ultimately, for Disney, like, they're not losing on Infinity War because of a lot of like the action and things like that. That again, they don't require like back in the day, Jim Carrey comedies wouldn't travel overseas very well because they didn't understand like the jokes he was making. Either like they were like jokes about like societal, or they were just jokes that didn't translate over in there because that's not part of our cultural lexicon. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem Deadpool will probably face overseas as well. Like the you know, the swords, the guns,
sure.
this, that,
but
the other.
There's so much action, I think it's still going to make a ton of money overseas.
I think you're right. But again, Deadpool is not just like that. And I would argue the comedy is what sets it apart
for me.
A lot of its comic book brethren, mm-hmm. if you will.
Now, what will make you enjoy Deadpool 2 even more is knowing a lot of pop culture references and being aware of Marvel and DC stuff and just, you know, the world in general.
Yeah, the jokes, they are pulling them from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, again, fourth wall breaks, comments about other films that take place within the universe that did, like, mm-hmm. it. Avengers are not part of this, but as
okay, explain
as several,
to those who don't get that, why isn't Avengers, because they're Marvel and he's Marvel, so explain that.
20th Century Fox purchased the rights to several of the Marvel properties back in the 1990s. In, I believe it was 94, 95, Marvel, and I know this idea seems foreign, strange, or just like from an episode of The Twilight Zone now, Marvel was facing bankruptcy in the mid-90s. They had made a lot of bad decisions, like through publications, they had made bad deals. Their parent companies had made decisions that had affected them negatively, and Marvel was just hemorrhaging money. So they were trying to sell off the assets that they knew would be worth something to someone, which were the film rights to their big dogs, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, which is the reason why in 2008 you didn't see like Reed Richards or Wolverine or Spider-Man popping up in the Marvel films because they didn't own the rights to them.
Mm-hmm. This explains why Stan Lee was not in Deadpool 2, or did I miss him?
Yes, he was. He was in the first Deadpool, which is funny because he didn't create Deadpool either.
Right.
I think he just shows up in all of the Marvel movies.
Okay, then I missed him in this one because I thought, I must have been laughing at something else.
But 20th Century Fox does own the rights to the X-Men. And the great thing about owning the X-Men is that all of the X characters, or any characters that initially appeared in the X-Men, are theirs to do with what they want. And I don't know if you know this, and again, you don't want me to take the time to do this, there's a lot of X-Men.
Really?
And there's not just a lot of X-Men, there's a lot of X-Teams, X-Force, X-Factor, Excalibur. Like, they haven't even scratched the surface of what they could do with all of these characters, and they've been making these since the year 2000.
Well, as my good friend Jimmy Kimmel pointed out when he was talking to many of the Avengery X-Men type of people, he said, you'd think after 18 films there'd have been a really bad one in there somewhere, but there isn't a bomb in any of them. I mean, you might enjoy some more than others, but none of them was like that.
Yeah.
That really kind of, that none of them were like Star Trek V. See?
Oh, I threw up in my mouth.
I know. No. None of them were like that. So I love that.
Well, I mean, you've got ones that maybe were less profitable.
Sure.
Like, and as the film, like, even comments itself, like X-Men Origins Wolverine. Not an exceptional film.
I gotta say, a lot of Wolverine humor here, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
A lot of Wolverine movies.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. And it will be funnier for you if you recall that Ryan Reynolds did star in Green Lantern. You will enjoy more jokes.
Or the fact that Deadpool initially appeared in Wolverine Origins. Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool appeared in Wolverine. Again, I'm not going to give you anything more than that. You'll figure out what I'm talking about. You'll know. You'll know when the film comments on it.
Yes, you will. And it will be beautiful. I just love so much about this movie. Here, this is my advice to you. If you don't already have the video for A-ha's Take on Me in your brain, go watch it before you see the movie. And you will just enjoy things on a deeper level. It's like an onion. Not everybody like onion. Everybody like parfait. There are layers to this movie.
Everybody like parfait.
Nobody like
Shrek. Nobody like onion. Don't be talking about that.
So, yeah, watch the video for Take on Me, and you'll go, oh, I get that.
It is just a machine gun that just is constantly, and it's not firing from the same direction. And I think that's the thing that's beautiful about the movie. It's not the same joke. It's not the same kind of joke over and over and over. As soon as you think you have mentally prepared yourself for the next one, then it comes from a completely different direction and smacks you in the back of the head.
Now, the two things that were different for me watching this is after it was over, well, you know, you've known me a long time. I find humor in a lot of things, and because I know all these different layers, sometimes I find something funny that perhaps most people didn't know would be funny because it's so obscure. And so when we left, Jim said, that was the first time we saw a movie and you weren't the loud lady in the front row laughing. Everyone else laughed, too, when you did. And it's like, And we saw the very first showing in Cookeville. So it was all the fanboys and all the fangirls.
Yeah, those are my people.
Yes. And
those are my people.
It was beautiful because you could feel it in the crowd, the expectation, because after there were three previews of, I think, the same movie, people are like, ugh! And then
just put it on.
You could just hear it. You could hear the laughs, and everyone got everything. And then at the end, as we wait for the Marvel tags, did you happen to catch my message before you got to
yes,
the text?
Yes, I made sure. The person I was watching it with actually asked me, they go, hey, what do we need to do? And I turned my sound back on, and I go, all right. I go, we got two. We don't have to wait all the way. And he goes, I love that. I love that all of our friends know us so well.
Yeah.
Like that. That was something they were like, they need this information
now. Yes.
The same way that you would tell like a neurosurgeon, like neurosurgeon-y things, or
honestly,
give him 100 cc's of something.
I couldn't type it fast enough. It's like, Adam is watching this. Like, he has to know this right now. Like, right now.
Okay. I will say, like, it is not a Marvel Studios film, but keeping with the tradition of the after credit sequence, Deadpool does give you an after credit sequence, and it's glorious.
It is.
It's glorious. It's satisfying in the way that a drink of water in a desert that has parched you is satisfying.
So if you were perhaps like us and no one had given us the information regarding Infinity War, I think they tripled the amount of credits for Infinity War just because they knew we'd sit through it. And
they made up a bunch of names.
Yeah, I think they did. It, so much so that people were going, is that a real name? And Jenna.
They're asking for people's hey, what's your son's name again? Brandon? Okay, yeah. He's going in. Yeah. He's in there now.
And my youngest is like, well, I think it's great that all these people that worked on this film, they deserve this credit. It's like, yes, they do. But these have gone on for, it seems like an hour. But that's okay. They do deserve the credit, and they made a great film. But for Infinity War, you had to wait a long time to get the payoff. This one, you see the after credits, and then the whole theater waited. We waited as if it were Infinity War. And then the lights came up, and we still waited. Because I thought, this is going to be a gotcha. That he's going to come back on. You know, like Ferris Bueller.
Be like, sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm late. I knew.
Home already. And then after about, I'll say, it seemed like a long time. It was probably just a minute. Everyone kind of looks at each other and is like, okay, it's really over. And then we rose as one. It was very, very satisfying. It was very funny. And as Adam said before, if you are easily offended, I can't imagine you would walk into a Deadpool movie of any kind.
I think the marketing has been pretty
clear
about, no one's being led to believe something else.
Mm-hmm. Something that might, because you're listening to other things, slip by you, but you know how in epic scenes there'll be a lot of things that, you know, it sounds like choruses and symphonies, almost like the Hallelujah chorus, like really strong, the singing, that kind of stuff. Juggernaut has his own song, and the words are worth listening to.
I'm not ruining anything about this, but Celine Dion does do a song for this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another moment in the film that you're just like, this is everything that I never knew that I always wanted.
Mm-hmm. It's as if Ryan Reynolds / Deadpool, same person, embodies our dreams and thoughts and made them a reality.
All of the things that you should never say out loud, Deadpool's got your back.
Yeah.
Because he says all of them.
And
all of them.
Deadpool, I haven't yet figured out a way to describe this, but I think you'll understand. There are some people who, Bill Murray, Steve Martin, no, I will not watch his Inspector Clouseau's, but they just have to walk into a room, and I've been in a lot of rooms with them, and there's something like in the pit of my stomach that's no longer there, that's just, it's full of joy and a little tingly, and they just have to raise an eyebrow, and that's funny to me. John Cleese as well.
Yeah.
So there's something to me inherently joyous about what Deadpool delivers for me. I know it's going to be funny, and he just has to stand there.
Since I watched Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, I have thought Ryan Reynolds had the charisma, like he had the timing, that he should honestly have like
a... He was in that?
Yes. Yes. He was waiting, like Blade Trinity, like... I have been waiting for this guy to hit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had, what was the movie with Sandra? The Proposal, I believe. Like, I was really happy to see him have a tremendous hit. I didn't think it was a full use of his abilities. But I'm like, well, now he can have that third house. Because I think the two houses he had were only at, like, $3 million apiece.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I didn't bother to double check. He and Ryan Gosling are often mixed up because they're attractive men named Ryan.
Right.
Gosling was in Mickey Mouse Club with all the rest of them. Justin,
Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. And Reynolds was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
man, nobody lost there.
No.
Holy cow!
I wish they had reproduced, because you know when you see,
they probably did, but it was nothing but a shining ball of light.
Yeah.
And if any of the rest of us looked directly into it, we would pass.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are we have, Jane. I think it became the sun.
I'm not going to say that I look at unattractive people who have a lot of unattractive children and go, huh. But I'm just so glad, for instance, George Clooney and Amal have kids, because I want those genetics in the gene pool.
We need to make sure that's in the pool.
Really? And so I was really bummed that ScarJo and Ryan didn't have kids, because the gene pool needs that, needs more that and less that guy who took a selfie with a bear, you know?
I'm going to go on at a limb here, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him personally. I don't think Ryan Reynolds, because I believe something has happened between him and his current
gal. It hasn't.
That's Blake Lively, you sure?
They constantly rag each other.
I'm saying,
Google it. Google
even
it
if
now.
Even if there does.
At least they've reproduced.
I don't think he's going to have any trouble finding an attractive woman.
Oh, I know.
I'm just like, I don't even know that he stepped down. Like, I think it was definitely a lateral move with Blake Lively.
Don't they have two kids? Look it up. And I need to know this immediately. I need to know how the gene pool is faring
just
at this
so
minute.
You can make sure it's balanced. Do you have an equation? You've got to.
Kind of like.
You're like, hold on, put a two there.
I'm like Thanos. I want things to be balanced here.
All right, Infinity Gauntlet.
Let
me check it out.
It's really important for me. You know, the ability to be witty and see a deeper meaning in things, but most of all, to just be funny because you are. That was what I worried most about regarding my children, because you can't teach timing. You know, you just can't teach it. It has to be a part of them. And I'm thrilled that mine have developed to be as deliciously snarky as I could ever have wanted. So it's important to me.
They have two kids, mm-hmm. daughters, James, 3, and
their daughter is named James?
I was listing off the names of the children and their ages. An insider says they are planning on having more kids, but they may have to wait another year due to busy work schedules.
See, they're fine.
So they're...
They're fine. Don't stress
me. Unless that's an old article. I don't know.
Don't stress me. I was upset enough over Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
Well, somebody had said that they had unfollowed each other on
Twitter.
Yeah, but
that was part of the marketing.
Which I was then going to follow with, but they really may have just done that to mess with people's heads.
Yes, and Paul Rudd, he's got some great marketing working for him now. Thank you, NASA, and your photos, because there are two lasers coming from the Ant Nebula or Ant Galaxy or something.
Oh, my goodness. Disney has so much money.
Yeah.
They can pay NASA to do. They're just like, I need that nebula. One you name for Guider Smith.
That's right.
That guy
I can see Walt
that
Disney's
invented,
head.
Invented lasers. Yeah. I need you to rename it the Ant Nebula. And they're just like,
okay,
sir, we are a scientist led community. And they're like, how about this money? And they're like, forget that scientist. Ant Nebula it is. Uh-huh. Do you need the Iron Man star?
And we've got the Wasp Moon is right
sure,
here.
Sure, whatever you need. Or the Stan Lee. Do you, mm-hmm. Anything Stan Lee. Would you like that name, that sir?
And how is Stan? I mean, now I hear is he being taken advantage of? Is he getting doddering? I mean,
Stan Lee has lived a fuller life than I will ever get to see. I believe he is in his 90s right now. He invented the modern mythology.
Google it. I need to know.
It's
so how many, just rattle off top 10 people that Stan Lee personally created. not just kind of is associated with. Who did he, as a 20-year-old, think about, oh, I'm going to put this guy in this suit and he's going to do this? Who did he make?
Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Thor. Well, I mean, okay, obviously they use some other information.
Yeah.
But the comic book character that we know is Thor and the Asgardians as we recognize them. When I just said Thor, the picture that popped in your head, Chris Hemsworth, he didn't create Chris Hemsworth.
I'm glad he's reproduced,
Ant-Man,
too.
Wasp. They created the Avengers in assembling them. Really, basically, everybody that you love in the Marvel Universe that isn't like Venom or Carnage or like any of those the Punisher, like any of those aren't like...
So he created Daredevil.
He created Daredevil, created Spider-Man.
Did he recreate Jessica Jones?
No, that is a Brian Michael Bendis creation, if I'm remembering correctly. She is a more recent construct, comparatively. Like,
so what years was Stan Lee like actively just doing that?
You writing? when he was laying the bedwork for Disney's next 50 years worth of billions of dollars?
And because you got to read these lovely things, I grew up with all girls, barely knew they existed. Did he simply write the storyline? Did he draw them as well? Because I know usually they're in teams.
The Marvel method that was used then, because again, they didn't know that, you know, 50, 60 years from now, this was going to be worth what it was. Stan would often tell them what he had an idea for. He'd just be like, well, tell you what, true believer, the Mole Man is going to come up from the ground and Reed Richards is going to say something to it. Like, he just needs to shake his fist. And then at that point, we're going to have the thing punch him and say it's I don't know, it's a clobber and something. It'll come to me later. Basically, he would give whomever he's working with, like Kirby or Dick, any of those artists, those tremendous, renowned artists, he would tell them kind of where he wanted to go with it. They would draw it out, and then he would fill in the words.
Wow.
Like... It's really, I've read several
books. That's fascinating.
But yeah, like more or less, they were just like, I'm guessing like maybe he had one in one room, one in another. He'd be like, all right, how's, what's going on with Spider-Man there? Okay. Yeah. Well, there's going to be, let's say a vulture maybe. It's electricity.
He seems in really good health, but what you described sounds like it would be perhaps cocaine fueled.
I don't want to tag anything in the Marvel legend, but if they do a Stan Lee movie starring Bryan Cranston,
okay,
I want just say it's based on a true story. It doesn't like they added things to A Beautiful Mind, like whenever they did that. I'm just saying, as long as you say it's based on a true story, like how much more entertaining is it if the story of Stan Lee creating the Avengers just involved an all-night coke bender?
And to me, Stan Lee, in my mind, is like Hugh Hefner, but with clothes and not pajamas.
Though I'd bet you if you dug deep enough, there probably is a story involving Stan Lee in his pajamas.
And of course, I have to go here. Stan Lee, does he have children?
Stan, he does have some children.
So, yes. I'm curious how the will reads, I guess. Are they all...
true believers?
Tell me everything. Anyway, we should probably wrap this up.
If his will does not feature the word Excelsior at the end of it, I will be so upset.
You know, knowing Stan Lee as we do, he probably has a video will, as it were. Just because.
Goodness.
How could you not?
If it doesn't, I need to speak to like his manager or his agent or somebody and just be like, hey. I'll even provide the camera, like if you
please,
want
someone.
But I want this. I want this so that I know that one day, like we'll have access to it.
Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful thing. Well, to sum it up, Deadpool 2. Run to the theater, see it immediately. Go back the next day and see it again.
A representation of what the Naked Gun was to police procedural back in the day. That's what this movie is, but with a really foul mouth.
Yes. You might have to go to Urban Dictionary to understand some of the terms. I'm sure this is a reflection on me, but I knew what they all meant. But I know that there are some people that they're going to have to, they'll gain some knowledge.
Yes.
And it is not suitable for children. And
Deadpool 2, an educational experience.
Very much so, and hilarious. So a million opposable thumbs up for Deadpool 2.
Even some fingers, some toes, like whatever's appropriate.
I cannot wait to own it and watch it daily until I have the whole thing memorized.
I would love it if they would release a Blu-ray that had all of the promotional material, all the commercials, all the late night talk shows.
I want all of the outtakes.
I want it all.
I want a 10-hour director's cut. I want the things that they thought weren't funny. I don't care. I want
a Blu-ray package so all-encompassing and infinite in its composition that Peter Jackson looks at it and thinks of the extended editions of The Lord of the Rings as a single disc.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
And I want it now.
I want an encyclopedia worth of information. Encyclopedias were books that were like the internet.
Yeah, some people used to sell them door to door. Anyway, so, all of that. It's that funny to us. So and I'm going to put this out here. If you happen to go to Deadpool 2 and not laugh on some level, we're just not going to get along.
And you're probably broken inside. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you should seek help from a professional.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just looking out for you.
Parental guidance suggested and definitely needed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're all about. We are going to be talking about the movies that are coming to the theater and maybe even some that are out for purchase. Like that, what's that little film about Wakanda? What is that?
I believe Ace Ventura is the movie. Black Panther.
And that is available for purchase now?
Yes. Came out Tuesday. 4K, Blu-ray, DVD, digital.
Yeah.
Pretty so. any way that you can buy film except VHS,
or
it
beta.
Is probably available on.
So yeah, if you want to watch that, and it's going to be difficult for us because Disney and Marvel, they just feed us. We're not going to just talk about superhero movies,
but we will whenever it's appropriate.
Yeah, and whenever possible, but not all of the time.
Not all the time, like though.
A lot of the time. Not all of it. There are other things that we like. So, Deadpool 2, go see it. This has been Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.